This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think you're going to see an incredible speech by the president, a visionary speech.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the State of the Union address that President Trump will deliver in about 10 hours.
The president's going to lay out some of the great successes that we've had over the last 2 years.
A Mexican border town near Texas now on high alert as about 2,000 Central American migrants approach. Police are in riot gear preparing for those migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The town sits along the Rio Grande River across from Eagle Pass, Texas.
I didn't know we had as many fans in Florida as we do in Boston.
That's New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during a parade in Disney World yesterday for his team, but he's back in Boston today for a Super Bowl victory parade in Boston that steps off at this hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The future of Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is still uncertain in Virginia. NBC reports Northam has told his staff he needs more time to decide what to do amid calls for his resignation after a racist photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook a few days ago. A huge papal mass held in Abu Dhabi. In fact, Pope Francis held the first such mass ever in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of as many as 170,000 people by some estimates.
Let us confidently make those prayers to God the Father, the Lord of life and of history. And we await his joy and salvation.
Francis appealing for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and reject war. The number of confirmed measles cases in Washington State now at 50. 49 cases are in Clark County alone. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A poll finds 60% of Americans say they oppose new construction of a wall along the southern border. That's up 3% from a Gallup poll conducted back in June. The border wall issue again is expected to come up prominently in tonight's State of the Union address. The Gallup poll also showing just over 20% of Americans believe illegal immigration is the country's biggest problem. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences revealing the first round of presenters for this year's Oscars. The list includes Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Tina Fey, Whoopi Goldberg, Jennifer Lopez, Charlize Theron, and several more. The show will not have a host after comedian Kevin Hart stepped down amid controversy over past homophobic tweets he'd made. The 91st Academy Awards, to be held in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 24th, will air live on ABC. And with Valentine's Day fast approaching, consumer spending is up for the day, though fewer Americans are actually planning to celebrate it this year. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of $161.96 on their loved one. That's up 13% from last year, easily topping the previous record set in 2016. Total spending expected to exceed $20 billion, but only 51% of those surveyed say they'll celebrate the day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, live and fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Patrick Wood is joining us now, author, lecturer who studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s. He is just releasing a new book. He says technocracy is not what made America great, but it is certainly what will enslave us if we don't sound the alarm. Patrick's been sounding the alarm ever since I met him. Have you noticed that the Trump administration is pushing technocracy into high gear in America? In fact, every administration since Jimmy Carter has been complicit, and it spans across both Democratic and Republican administrations. It is all so subtle, as they say, and quite pervasive, is it not, Patrick?
It is, Bill, and it's still sweeping America unchecked. Very few people watching what's really going on. I see no awareness in Washington, D.C. that technocracy is anything, well, they don't even know what it is, basically. Mm-hmm. And sustainable development, which is technocracy, is also getting a free pass. Nobody really seems concerned about, oh, sustainable development. It sounds good to me.
Yes.
We want to be sustainable. We want to sustain mm-hmm. ourselves, but they don't realize the dangers underneath it.
Well, it's like Medicare for All or the convenience, those convenience apps on your cell phone that you say, wow, this is so cool. It works out really good. But little do you know, it is just another Trojan horse, is it not?
Well, it really is. And the incoming representative, Ocasio Cortez, of course, is promoting a new Green Deal. Right. That's what it's called, New Green Deal. It's mm-hmm. like Green New Deal, excuse me. It's like FDR had the New Deal. Mm-hmm. This is the Green New Deal, and it is unadulterated sustainable development and technocracy. Right from the playbook, Bill. It's absolutely incredible, and people are jumping on board with this all over the place. This woman is a rock star. And her plan now is being followed by people like Cory Booker, for instance,
mm-hmm. right.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and there's like 45 members of the House now that have signed on officially with support for it. You go, what? Where did this come from?
Right. And most of them don't even understand it. But it sounds good, right? I mean, it's like the situation that came out in the last week about these abortion bills that were being, you know, signed, you know, by these Catholic governors, which was a shock to me. I go, what happened here? What is going on? And then, in fact, one person that one legislature later who had signed on as a co-sponsor of the one bill in Virginia didn't even understand the nuances of it, that it meant that even if a child was born, that child could be left for dead and it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and left for dead. I'm sorry. I'm that's a little insincere. They were going to offer comfort care. I need to add that.
Well, yeah, I guess that matters.
Yeah.
You know, the insanity that goes along with this whole thing is that you have little splinter groups of people who are totally ignorant of the big picture, and yet they can be sold on little pieces of the picture, unaware,
yes.
Like
right.
You said. And all of a sudden, they become supporters of the bigger picture, but they don't know what's going on. They have no clue.
Exactly. Well, you know, we just had a big discussion about Medicare for All, also supported by AOC, and throws it out there. Of course, Bernie Sanders, this Medicare for All sounds good. And Kaiser, you know, does a survey on it and finds that 56% of America says, hey, they're in for Medicare for All. And then comes question two, which the media is not reporting on, that says, well, do you realize that when you give, you know, you get Medicare for All, that means all private insurance is out the door, and it's going to exacerbate even more than Obamacare did the exit of good doctors. What do you think about that? Oh, no, not for that program.
Yeah, that's right. And that's already happening, by the way. I just noticed that there was a study done on doctors leaving the industry recently, and they are leaving their practices. They're leaving the entire industry like crazy right now because they've had it. They can't practice anymore. And they're tired of being told what to do with their patients.
Exactly. Well, my one doctor friend, well, he was my cancer doctor. He had five of his best friends call him and say, hey, are you still going to stay in business? And he said, yes. He says, good, because we're retiring. And we want to know, you know, who to come to if we need help. You know, you're going to be our doctor of record. That they just wanted to make sure they had a lifeline if they were going to exit out. And so five doctors in one fell swoop, you know, they're out the door. And, of course, this was part and parcel of the parade that happened after Obamacare was passed.
Understandable. You know, the country after country now is succumbing to this whole mentality of technocracy. You've got China, you've got India, most of Europe, you've got South Korea now completely swan diving into technocracy. And we're following that lead right now in America. And so this is not just America, this is global.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about China. I mean, China's really. I mean, well, they've been moving that direction. I mean, you know, privacy be damned. I mean, you know, they're full blown. I mean, they're the poster child of technocrats, are they not?
Indeed, they are. they've been at it longer than anybody else at this point, thanks to the early members of the global elite who brought China into the economic global system. Back in the 1970s, but you have now what's going on in China now is a total representation of what happens at the end of technocracy. It sounds good at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Sounds like, oh, that sounds like utopia.
That's right.
But you get into it, and all of a sudden, you've got cameras looking at you all over the place. China now is installing 600 million cameras for 1.4 billion people. Is that over the top or what?
Well. Big Brother, full blown, huh? On steroids?
Totally. Totally. And, you know, it's interesting. You had brought up this article on the one of the principal designers, the original designers of deep learning artificial intelligence. A guy, a Canadian, actually, a data scientist. Brilliant guy, by the way. He has all of a sudden started speaking out about what's going on with his invention around the world, and especially in China. He's concluded, gee, this can be used for controlling people's behavior and influencing their minds.
Like what? Well, he didn't think about that to begin with?
Apparently not. Or if he did, you know, it got out of his hand and away it went. But, you know, this this article that I posted on him on technocracy.news is just classic of what we've been saying for a long time, that data is the thing that can control you. It's all about data. And the more data that artificial intelligence has, the more power it has over you. If it doesn't have any data, it's like a car without gas. It won't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And here they are. Boy, they're tying it all up. And you're talking about the godfather, Yahshua Bengio. And, of course, we're going to tell you where you can get more information in just a moment. Stay with us. We're also going to talk more about Patrick's new book right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live for Spanish Press 2.
that's not Spanish. We just want to see if you're paying attention, okay? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Patrick Wood continues with us. I want to talk about Patrick's, two books. Of course, we've known about Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of the Global Transformation. That has been out for quite a while. And his just-released book that we've been waiting for, New Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. Tell us about that, Patrick.
Well, it's a different book from Technocracy Rising in the sense that it brings more focus into the current implementation of technocracy in the world, and it's a little bit easier to read probably for some people because it's not quite so technical.
Uh-huh.
But my first book, Technocracy Rising, had to get into a lot of detail and a lot of issues and stuff that you normally don't deal with, things like the legal system, for instance.
Right.
Very difficult for people to understand that. But a lot of people are saying that this new book, The Hard Road to World Order, is a lot easier to read. One guy I sent it to, actually another radio personality I sent it to, he says, curse you. You cost me a whole night's sleep last night because I couldn't put it down. I said, well, I'm sorry, but thank you for reading my book.
Right. Well, I know you've been threatening to send it to me, maybe because of his comments you hesitated, so I'm still waiting for my copy as well. So, and I'm sure it's on the road there, on the hard road there. But, what you point out here, Patrick, is so important in sounding the alarm about this whole deal is that it's all moving and progressing in a singular focus direction, is it not?
It is. And the key thing to understand, it is not Marxism. It is not communism. It's not socialism. It's not fascism. It's different than all of those things, and you have to understand it if we're going to do anything to push back against it. Otherwise, it's sweeping the country. Mm-hmm. You know, people look at somebody like OCM, they look at Bernie Sanders, and the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, they're communists or they're Marxists
or socialists or whatever. Yeah, right.
I know. You can call them whatever you want, but technocracy is a different animal. We could have called it different things, too. It is technocracy, historically. That's the correct name.
Mm-hmm.
But the popular name today in the world, thanks to the United Nations, is sustainable development. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. They
right.
just rebranded it. They call it a different name. Okay, so it's the same thing.
And so it's all about control of the population, right? And so, like what they're doing in China, China's probably giving us a better preview down because they're further down the road than the rest of us.
It's social engineering on a global scale, and that means social engineering means they're going to engineer citizens according to their scientific formulas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to engineer citizens to behave the way that the algorithm thinks you should behave.
Right.
So in the case of China, they have no problem deciding one day to move 300 million farmers off the land into cities and to appropriate their land for giant factory farms. Goodbye. Go to the city now. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. You'll die there, but, whatever.
You're going to die anyway, what's
wrong? You're going to die anyway. It's, like you say, what? That's the population of almost the population of our entire country
right.
has been moved, completely uprooted from what they have known for centuries,
mm-hmm.
and moved into a city where they know nothing, where they can't be retrained. And they're basically just going to languish and just die there. This is social engineering.
Wow. So, what they're going to end up doing here, and people need to see if they can get their brain around this, is that you're going to kill people from the inside out. You don't have to necessarily go out and exterminate them. In a way, it's a modern day version of extermination because you're just killing their soul and spirit.
Yeah, that's right. If you go back and read the book Brave New World, which was written in 1932 when technocracy was created at Columbia University, by the way,
mm-hmm.
go read that book. It talks about scientific dictatorship. And if it were possible, and go read the book, I'll just say read Huxley's book.
Right.
If they could figure out a way to suck your soul out of your body and do something with it, with a computer algorithm or whatever, just mold it the way they want, they would do it.
Mm.
Fortunately, they can't do that quite yet, but they would literally like to take the soul of mankind out of mankind and do something altogether different. And say, no, you can't. I say, my opinion, no. You're not going to get my soul today, tomorrow, or ever. Period.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, we've got ways, you know, to force you to give that up. And, of course, we have heard, the coming attractions of what that will look like. And it's clear that, as time moves on, we're getting closer and closer, you know, to what we've been told is just around the corner, this new world order. As you say, socialism right now, Marxism, communism, all this is all playing into the hands of it, because it, in a sense, it kind of conditionalizes us for technocracy, does it not?
These are the useful idiots for technocracy, just like you had the useful idiots for communism back in at the Bolshevik Revolution in 1918.
Right.
Uh-huh. These are the useful idiots. The left-wing Democrat, the progressive movement, the socialist, the communist, the Marxist, and so on. These are the useful idiots for technocracy. And when technocracy grabs hold, if it does, we hope it won't, but if it does, these will be the first people that get thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it always is.
Right.
The people that help them get there are going to be the first ones to be destroyed when they take power. And they don't realize this. I feel horribly sorry for all those people out there who were steeped in this social justice slash, you know, communism slash Marxism, whatever ideology. What can you say? There are sheep waiting to be fleeced, and they don't know it.
Exactly. As they say so routinely, oh, it's just the unintended consequences. Well, I guess that's okay unless you're part of the unintended consequence, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. And we emphasize the importance of local activism right now to get into your cities and your counties and stuff and put up a defense against this stuff, which still is possible. But we note that that for those people who don't have a seat at the table in their local community, they're what's for dinner.
Right. Exactly. Patrick, let's talk about GMO babies, huh? Lord have mercy. I mean, you know, China came out with a report here, that they were editing human embryos with what you call CRISPR technology. Tell our audience about this.
Well, that's right. This guy apparently, this Chinese scientist apparently operated outside of the government mechanism in China. He got in all kinds of trouble for doing this because he used private money to do it. But he has used this so-called CRISPR technology, DNA editing technology, to create children now that were not created, but they were born. Gene edited the embryo, and that was implanted into a surrogate, and these babies now have been born. And there was a huge uproar in China, all around the world, that this is like the beginning of the end of the human race, almost, you know.
Wow.
And so anyway, he got arrested. He's under house arrest right now in China. But here's what's interesting. Just this week, actually just yesterday, there was a story came up in America. I can't remember the newspaper came up, but the headline is New U.S. Experiments Aim to Create Gene-Edited Human Embryos.
Oh, wow.
It's right here in America. Uh-huh. You guess where? Columbia University.
Oh, of course.
Where technocracy started in 1932.
Well, I thought maybe they might try it in New England and see if they could, GMO edit, another Tom Brady or something.
Well, exactly. They could probably clone Tom Brady. That would be the end of the NFL.
Everybody would have Tom Brady. But the only thing with Tom Brady, you got to have a Bill Belichick. So you better gene edit both these guys, all right?
Clone him, too.
Well, he is our technocracy expert. Patrick Wood is with us. Patrick, where can they go for more information? We got about 5 seconds, real quick.
Technocracy.news is everything you find here at This Is Great.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think you're going to see an incredible speech by the president, a visionary speech.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the State of the Union address that President Trump will deliver in about 10 hours.
The president's going to lay out some of the great successes that we've had over the last 2 years.
A Mexican border town near Texas now on high alert as about 2,000 Central American migrants approach. Police are in riot gear preparing for those migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The town sits along the Rio Grande River across from Eagle Pass, Texas.
I didn't know we had as many fans in Florida as we do in Boston.
That's New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during a parade in Disney World yesterday for his team, but he's back in Boston today for a Super Bowl victory parade in Boston that steps off at this hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats, you're not getting away with it.
It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to activate yourself, to do what our U.S. Constitution says is ours for the taking, and that is that, we are the ones, we're in the position of authority to control this government, but if you don't exercise that authority position, well, this is what you got, the 21st century America that we have, with ruling elites taking control, getting us in debt and way over our heads, they're happy to not only put us behind the eight ball, but our kids and our grandkids. You got to love this government, I'm telling you. Hey, Rory Sutter joins us now. Rory is a new friend of Bill Martinez and also Bill Martinez Live. It's just been a pleasure to get to know him more. I love him because he's an entrepreneurial maniac like myself. He loves that people are out there, exercising their God-given talent and gifts
to, you know, be better for themselves and their families and provide and, you know, live the American dream out. And he is very passionate about it. And you'll find this out for yourself in just a moment. In addition to that, Rory has taken his voice to the level of hosting his own radio show. And I had an opportunity to be on the show, on his show the other night. And it was a lot of fun. And I enjoyed the discourse. And he has some very gifted people that come on the show. And so here he is right now on his opportunity to be here on Bill Martinez Live. Rory, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing amazing, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm glad you could join us because, you know, well, very quickly, before we get into, you know, the business at hand, we're going to talk about the State of the Union.
I do want to say, by the way, that, you know, it's a real honor and privilege to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, it's very, very kind of you, but I want you to know, Rory, I believe in what you're doing and your entrepreneurial spirit. You're involved with getyourappbuilt.com, your media site, thenextgenusa.com, which we're going to talk about, and also you have a clothing store, the Donald J. Trump store.com as well. I mean, you're just not busy enough, Rory. You need another job, I think. And then you do a radio show on top of that, and I know what that takes.
Absolutely. I mean, and I've always been a very adventurous kind of guy. I've always wanted to have my hand in a wide variety of things. I've never just been able to focus on one thing, which is why, you know, I do what I do. I own various businesses. I get involved with various investments and startups. And it's great being my own boss. I love that I can utilize these talents and you know, shine light and, you know, give other people hope and give other people, you know, kind of a route and guidance to where they can do what I do. I mean, as long as people work hard and put their mind to it and are, you know, creative and have a talent, you can be a very successful self-employed entrepreneur and you know, do your own business stuff. I mean, especially in today's market.
Exactly.
The way technology has evolved, the way you have all these different programs, it goes on and on. It's quite impressive, you know, how just the economy and all these different, you know, job categories have created, you know, so much opportunity, you know what I mean?
Without a doubt, Rory, and we can be thankful that 63 million people voted in Donald Trump because what he did right away was take the heavy boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of productive Americans, and look what's going on. You know, we're hitting GDP levels that the previous administration and consultants and all the wise people of D.C. said, no, America's GDP is going to be pretty much a 2%. That's the best you can hope for. Of course, Donald Trump and people like yourself and myself, we never bought into that bad news. That was very limiting. We knew that there was all kinds of human potential lying dormant and just waiting to have that opportunity to express itself. Donald Trump comes in, takes the boot of regulation off their throat, and look what's going on. And I would say that if we got some cooperation from the Democrats, dare we say Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer at all, we could hit you know, record-breaking numbers that could truly be bipartisan, and we would truly be celebrating. But for the sake of, you know, the animus of Donald Trump and their own personal agendas, America is paying a price for their pride.
Oh, absolutely. You look at all these different ways that the Democrats are badly affecting our economy with some of the policies they put in place and, you know, how much control they want over people and just the constant ignorance and lies and corruption. And, you know, Trump is restoring true American values and what our country is supposed to abide by and live by. And you know, Democrats want to stand in the way because it's Donald Trump. It's a guy that they are or someone they are not used to. And they've never seen before, who came into Washington, is not owned, is not controlled, and is working for the American people, and is out for our best interest, you know, rather than you know, pretty much the rest of them were out for themselves.
Right.
I'm not going to say the rest of them, but majority of these politicians we know are out for themselves, or at least it looks like it, you know, in a lot of scenarios.
Rory, help me understand this, yeah. though. Why is it the people are willing to go back to the trough of the Democratic Party that all but destroyed this country? They doubled the debt. They gave us the fiasco called Obamacare. Though the president then, Barack Obama, said he was a scandal-free administration or a scandal-free presidency, I don't know how he defines scandal. It was rot with scandal, whether it was Fast and Furious, whether it was Benghazi, I mean, let's just say, delivering billions of dollars in the dark of night, unmarked bills to the Iranians, stop me.
it goes on and on, and it never ends, and it baffles me, and I can't fathom the fact that he got away with all this stuff, but they go after Trump for something that doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it literally blows my mind. Same thing with Hillary. She gets away with all of this.
Yeah.
And, the media doesn't say a word. I mean,
all her people are given immunity. They're going after low-level operatives that maybe had a conversation or two with Trump. They're throwing, their back ends into jail and tormenting them, busting down their door in the dark of night with all this firepower, for a basic white-collar crime, allegedly. It's absurd.
And going back to what you said about the Democrats and how, you know, what they've done with the debt. I mean, look at what Obama did. He raised the debt more than all presidents in history combined.
Mm-hmm.
You had the worst black unemployment numbers. You had them at an all-time high in welfare. He was stealing so much money from the black communities, letting all these illegals in, which, basically takes up a lot of African-American jobs, which, still isn't talked about enough. And You have so many people that are misguided by these policies.
More importantly, regarding the black community and, say, Hispanic community as well, the Democrats and Barack Obama supported Planned Parenthood, which, I guess Dr. Ben Carson said it exactly, amounts to genocide. I mean, they supported genocide of black America.
Yeah, and here, don't forget, the woman that started Planned Parenthood, I don't have to go into some of the detail of some of the things she said. And please correct me with her name.
Margaret Sanger. Sanger.
Yes, and her ultimate objective was to exterminate the black population. And
right.
Some of her language got very, very graphic on some of the things.
No, it was pretty bad. Whether it was black, Hispanics, it was the less thans, the ones that they had determined in their cocktail groups, the elites, that we wanted to have more of the elites. And the less thans, they were worthy of extermination. That's what this was all about. You're exactly right. We've got more from Rory Sauter on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
fresh and independent, just the way you like it. Maybe a little bit ornery, okay, just for fun, because, yeah, we all need a little bit of spice in our life. Why not keep the blood circulating? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Rory Sauter continues with his show host, serial entrepreneur. Hey, Rory, I don't know if you saw this last night, because you and I discussed this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made a public appearance, her first in surgery, so her demise might be a little premature. I mean, she looked pretty good.
You know, and I did see that, and she did. You know, she definitely looked, it's in somewhat of, good health, you know, right. At least enough to show herself in public. But, you know, let's face it here. She's fell multiple times. She's had ongoing health issues. I do not see her lasting much longer. And the Democrats are trying to hold her so tight. Because right. They do not want Trump to get that third Supreme Court pick. They'll go nuts. Can you imagine the outrage?
Oh, well, you know, with what we went through with Kavanaugh, I mean, it's almost like, I don't know if we're ready for, a third dance like what we went through, you know, with Kavanaugh. This would be a mess. But anyway, all that to say, and I was, not that I wish any ill will for anybody, but we've seen what's happening, kept an eye on this. I thought it was very suspicious that, you didn't hear anything. So anyway, glad to hear. I mean, for a fellow humanoid, you know, going through the journey of life, thank God she's doing okay, and she looked pretty good. I guess she went to see her movie, RBG, and so she was there. So that was. So I just wanted to make sure, because you and I had talked about the other possibilities and the things that were flying around, you know, as we often say on the show, in the absence of fact, you know, opinion and rumors run amok. Speaking of which...
I do think, though, you know, even though, you know, she, like I said, she's out there showing herself, I really don't think she has much longer. I think, I would say within a year. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm going to give a prediction on how much longer, I mean, the woman is what, 83, 84 years
old?
Yeah,
right, exactly. Well, her birthday is a day before my birthday in March, and so, you know, I thought it was quite curious, as you and I discussed before, when the doctor said that she was cured of cancer. I've never known of a surgery. I'm not a doctor, but I've had cancer, and my understanding and knowledge of cancer is such that I've never heard of a surgery curing somebody of cancer. You know, there's things you do. I mean, there's always treatments, follow-up, and that sort of thing that occurs. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and
right.
But hey, neither one of us are here for the long haul. I mean, this is
absolutely.
A short dance, all things considered. I want to talk about the State of the Union. You know, we know the Democrats are going to sit on their hands like they did before. Do not look for the Democrats aren't going to, you know, offer a standing ovation. There's not going to be any applause coming out there.
The Joe Manchin last year when he tried to get up and clap. You remember the look they gave him?
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so God forbid there would be anything that would be appreciably bipartisan. There's going to be a lot of sneers and, you know, grimaces like what we faced in the last one, but probably even more so because of, you know, the things they're going to be talking about. I mean, illegal immigration, probably number one, right?
Yeah, and let's talk about the facts here. Just last week, another report came out. There's a caravan with 12,000 people heading to the border.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got such a massive crisis. We've got a Mexico patrol down there and their, you know, military personnel that trying to deal with it and, you know, battling with these people. But, you know, also Mexico is somewhat to blame for a lot of, you know, these people coming here recently because there's been reports where they've taken bribes as well to let illegals in our country. So, I mean, there's all these different things happening. And then for the Democrats to sit there and say, Trump is over-exaggerating, Trump's being hyperbolic, there's no border crisis. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you?
No, there's the caravans are lining up like hurricanes off the eastern seaboard. I mean, you know, they're all backed up. They're 2-3 deep. And so, and you've got supposedly George Soros and others, I mean, that are paying for this. And so people do that, which they get rewarded for. And the reward at the end of it is, hey, look, you could possibly come into the United States. They're so overwhelmed. You can get lost in the shadows. But the only what they fail to tell them is that you are going to be in the shadows and you're going to rely on your local street justice in your community. I mean, and what we're promoting here are like many mafias in the Hispanic and Black and underserved communities. And this is all being brought to you by the Democratic Party.
And let's face the facts here. Walls do work.
Right.
They work in many other countries. Border Patrol says walls work. Let's look at all the debt Mexico owes us, all the money they owe us. I mean, the wall will only cost a fraction or less of what they owe us.
Right.
If you really look at all of that in detail, I mean, this is a no-brainer. And the Democrats wanted the wall. They voted on it in the
Senate. Right.
But since it's Donald Trump and since it's his biggest campaign promise, they know they'll be defeated. I mean, they've already been defeated, but they know this will really be a hard, hard hit if they give in to him. So they're trying to fight him off as much as possible. But we know at the end of the day, if Congress doesn't make a deal by February 15th, Trump's declaring a state of emergency.
Right, exactly.
He's not going to come back. He's not going to come back to that podium and say, "Oh, I'll give them a little more time." No, you guys had your time.
No, the party's over. There's no doubt. And to your point about how walls work, according to the U.S. Border Patrol, 90% of illegal traffic occurs in Texas. Guess what? There's no wall there. Okay? 90% illegal traffic occurs in Texas. No wall. Only 6% of illegals come through where some barrier is in place. Okay? 6%. Illegal traffic dropped 95% after a wall was installed in San Diego. Okay, let's be reasonable, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say. You know, that which is obvious, and makes sense, and, you know, that's what you have to look at. So you have an area of Texas, no wall, illegal traffic, 90% going through where there's no wall. 95% of, you know, have been, you got a 95% drop after a wall was installed in San Diego, which California said, hey, we need a wall. You know, Jerry Brown, all the Democrats there in that one-party state, which I happen to be in right now, says we need a wall. So the government gives them a wall, and it curtails the problem by 95%. But meanwhile, I guess Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the Democrats know better, because they're the incredible geniuses that they are, say that, you know, I guess the facts, they don't matter, you know, Rory. That's just crazy.
Yeah, and here's another thing that is really mind-blowing and upsetting, and at the same time, totally malicious. The Democrats in Congress may try to ratify. Trump is going to ask Congress to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Act.
USMCA, right?
Yeah, the new NAFTA deal.
Because, right.
What it does is it basically pays for the border. If you look at the economic specifics and numbers in that plan, the border pays for itself through that deal.
The wall. Yeah, the wall will be paid for it. And nobody ever expected. I don't think anybody expected, any reasonable person expected, Mexico to write a check.
And that's what bothers me.
See, we're business people. We know how to cut the pie up. We know how to make it work.
Yeah, and what Democrats do, and then what bothers me, is they thought, and they act like Trump was going to get a check indirectly. No, that was never the case at all. You know, Trump was going to do it in a smart and subtle, you know, manner, like through an economic deal, like he did with this new NAFTA revision. And it's not even the taxpayers being responsible. I mean, everybody's
right.
Getting paid right back. It's as if, you know, this wall is just a slight, thing of what Mexico really owes us. I mean, they owe us so much money. I think the trade deficit is at $80 billion, isn't it?
Right.
Something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but the USMCA will balance all this out. What's happening in Canada, the money that Donald Trump has brought to this country that economists, the mainstream media are underreporting or not reporting at all. It's absolutely disgusting. But, you know, as one commentator said this morning, the Republican Party, the administration needs to do a better job in really hammering out these success points because they're not getting any help at all from the mainstream media.
And we have all these Democrats that are globalists, and we have all that care about these other countries more than they care about our own country. Mm-hmm. I mean, they paid for a wall recently in one of their proposals or budget. Was it in Jordan? They voted on a wall, mm-hmm. Not even for our own country. I think I'm thinking of this right.
No, you're right. You're right. There was, I know there was foreign aid, and part of the foreign aid was to build a wall. So, in other countries, and when it's involved with foreign aid, and it's their idea, not a problem, but because it happens to, promote, a promise and satisfy a promise to the voting politic, and it's tied to Trump, then, oh, my God, that's an anathema, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's so easy to blame things on Trump these days. I mean, everybody blames Trump for their problems.
Right.
On the left especially. I mean, you have mm-hmm. all these tears, all this hysteria, all this drama for no logic.
Exactly.
These people are so brainwashed. They're so anti-American. You know, when they watch garbage like CNN, it just makes it stupider.
Right. And, well, we only got about 10 seconds, Rory, so we got to put a wrap on it. But we look forward to the State of the Union. I know on your show tonight you're going to be doing a post-State of the Union, so I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yes.
Rory Sutter on Bill Martinez Live, and that's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264. Anytime.